This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
The following is a live copyrighted presentation. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time now for RadioLawTalk.com with your host, Frederick Penny, attorney at law. And now, RadioLawTalk.com.
It's here whether you like it or not, 2021. I'm telling you, I didn't think we would ever get here. I'm your host, Frederick Penny, with Radio Law Talk. What a wonderful, wonderful week it has been. Again, I'm a PMA, positive mental attitude type of guy. 2020 has been good for me, though, Cal. I mean, I'm going to say that. Doesn't mean that we didn't have challenges in life, but what do I always say, Cal? We don't have problems in life. We have
opportunities, of course.
Opportunities and challenges
in life. And I fully agree. And my lovely bride got a brand new knee 2 days before Christmas. She's hopping around like a bunny.
And this is our producer, Cal Hunter. You want to turn on Denise? She's here.
I do. Oh, there we go. Hi, Denise. There we go.
Hi.
Well, I heard this little rough.
Well, look at her. She's wearing her Oregon Duck stuff.
Well, she
look
should be. How about them ducks?
That's Christmas stuff you probably got. That's
wow.
Glenn gave that to
us. Glennie always remembers my duck.
We're
my
here
duck
in
propensity.
Studio in the western United States. We have a lot of wonderful affiliates that follow us every weekend. Saturday, 9 to noon, live. That's Pacific time. And those of you who join us during other time periods, I remember one great, wonderful owner of a station in the Midwest asked us to please mention the time period during the Midwest time, the East Coast time, and I was so confused and so messed up. We can't figure out. We're lawyers. We can't figure that out. I don't know.
By the time Fred was putting it out, we were actually on Sunday at noon.
That's Cal Hunter, our producer, three-time Emmy Award nominee. But
never
a winner.
Yeah.
That's right, never a winner. He likes to get that in. And we appreciate Cal playing with the boards behind the hermetically sealed glass that we can look through, but we can't talk to him other than through our microphones.
So
you know what?
Safety zone.
You know what? There's a lot of interesting things that not only that happened in 2020, but on Radio Law Talk we're going to talk about today. Especially, I'm going to talk about some new laws that have come through for 2021 that will affect you to some degree or another. There's a bunch of different laws that are going through legislatures that are going to take effect some in January, some in October of 2021. But we're going to talk about those. We're also going to talk about some interesting things that are going on. At Radio Law Talk, we try to bring you up to date of the latest, not only interesting, but not the same boring, constant political talk that you hear on the radio. Again, those of you who have first joined us, especially WRSC 1390 AM and 93.3 FM, State College, Pennsylvania. Listen, this is the most exciting, entertaining, and sometimes informative show, because what we're going to talk to you about is the latest that's going on, but it's a little bit edgy and a little fun and a little bit more, you know, entertaining, because the boring stuff, when we started this like 4 years ago, Denise, we'd go through boring law, and I was bored. And we have fun stuff that's interesting. Latest religious First Amendment cases we're going to talk about, how that applies. Maxwell case. I want to bring up Don Wells from the famous show called
Gilligan's Island. Of course. Yes.
And look, this is a law talk show, but sometimes I diverge. And I'm going to diverge about Don Wells. We're going to talk about something that a judge does in Fairfax, Virginia, during a criminal trial case that it's going to be interesting to hear about. We also got Robert Kraft, the owner of the Patriots, still in the legal news. We're going to discuss that. We've got an interesting case out of New York we're going to discuss involving police officers and firemen. And that's not a bad thing that they did, the police officers or firemen, but something that happened back in New York we want to talk about. So if you want to call in and talk to us at any time, you can call us at 855 Law Radio. Again, 855 Law Radio. That's 529-7234. Again, 855-529-7234. You can go to our social media. You just type in Radio Law Talk on TikTok, Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, and you're going to get Radio Law Talk. And I'm going to take a few pictures during the break. We have an accountant that runs our accounting here at Radio Law Talk. And he gave us a bunch of presents. And we came and sat down, and they were sitting here. I'm going to take some pictures of these presents that he left for us.
He must have felt it was a good year.
Well, he always does. He's very thoughtful.
Yeah.
He's the most thoughtful guy
really
in the world.
Yeah,
and this guy has been my friend since the fifth grade, and he is our in-house accountant and takes care of us. And thank you very much. Glenn Bear, we'll do a shout-out for him. We're going to show you what's going on there. Remember, we're talking about general topics of law. Seek local counsel. Do not use us as any legal reference other than what we always say, Denise, where is the best place to use us as good advice?
Well, I used it around the dinner table at Thanksgiving, and I also did it again at Christmas.
Yeah.
And it was really fun, and my husband likes to do that because, you know, my mom lives with us, and he likes to, you know, one-up her on they say... He says, Radio Law Talk says this, Dee.
That's exactly right. It's like when they do the they say, you say, okay, I'll one-up you. Radio Law Talk says as follows. So there
it's
you go. That's
really
the only time
effective
you're
for car conversations, too.
Yes, it
super
is.
Effective. You drive into the car and you got this yap, 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 yap. You look over. Yeah, well, listen, on Radio Law Talk, this is what I heard.
That's exactly right. But if you didn't hear it and you want to go back to our podcast, go to radiolawtalk.com and you can go to the podcast. Our computer guys are really smart, and they make it so you can search a word, and that word you'll be able to find that topic. And when we talked about it, you can go to that podcast. So do that at Radio Law Talk. But I tell you what everybody does and everybody loves so much is they love case or no case. Don't roll it yet, Cal, because I don't want to roll it yet.
Right.
But Cal does a thing called case or no case where our producer tries his best to manipulate and tell us either a story, a real case. And we got to determine whether or not he's making it up or whether it's a case. And if it's a case, guess what? We have to say what the outcome is, and we go for points. Why do we go for points, Cal? Why?
For fun, because whoever loses in case or no case,
whoever wins gets
a free dinner by the other two people who were not able to,
right.
Who are points challenged, as they say.
Thank you for calling the correct points challenge. We are points challenged. So that's what we do on Radio Law Talk. Those of you who are first joining us, it is a fun thing. Welcome. We like to say Amargosa Valley. We always say 2021, bless the Amargosa Valley. Hope your 2021 is blessed. Why do we say Amargosa Valley? Because what?
Amargosa Valley.
Why is Amargosa Valley, Denise, so
our
important?
Very first caller was from Amargosa Valley.
And one of our first affiliates was Amargosa Valley.
Oh, that's true.
Nevada.
Yeah.
That was one of our
Nevada
first.
I
network,
like
right?
The Amargosa Valley.
Yes, the Nevada Radio Network, which is all up and down Nevada. They carry us. So, but anyway, with that, look, I Denise, can you just tell me, I want to say one thing. I'm so thankful for all the things that occurred in 2020. I know some of you are going, what? That's horrible. Look, what are the positive things that occurred to you in 2020, Denise? Just name one. I can tell you. Want me to tell you one of mine?
Yeah.
One of mine was I work really hard. We are lawyers. We are practicing lawyers. I work so hard, Denise, that it forced me to go home a little bit and smell the roses and be with my family a little more. So I'm going to say 2020, I'm thankful for the opportunity to slow down in life since I haven't slowed down in 30 years and actually be a little bit with my family. How about you, same?
No, my family was pretty spread out. But on the important days, I did get to see my sons.
Good.
And that was super important.
And Cal, you? Same.
Well, mine, I got to start off the year by singing a duet with my daughter at a theater full of show people. That was really fun.
No,
that was so good.
Well, you're Santa Claus, right?
Well, no, I just was an old man with a beard then. But
right.
My daughter and I did a little duet together, and it was really...
Wonderful.
What a special thing, you know, to get to do that
awesome.
Often. So, yeah.
Well, we're going to be back after these special commercials, and we're going to do a case or no case and see if Cal can stump us.
Stay tuned. As Fred says, Late Radio Law Talk will continue right after this.
All advertising, legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to RadioLawTalk.com.
Jason Rossback here with Fred Penny, managing attorney from Penny & Associates Injury Lawyers. Now, Fred, what type of cases are you dealing with now, and what sets you apart?
Jason, we help people with all types of personal injury cases. We're former insurance company trial lawyers. We understand the other side, which gives us a distinct advantage over our competition. Remember, we don't get paid unless we win.
That's Penny & Associates Injury Lawyers with locations throughout California. For a free consultation, go to PennyLawyers.com or give them a call, 1-800-616-4LAW. That's PennyLawyers.com.
Medicare rules are confusing. They should be. There are over 130,000 pages of regulations. There's Part A through D, Medicare Advantage, and Medigap. According to the CMS, there are government programs available that can help you pay for your medical expenses. Choosing the right Medicare plan is a really big deal. The wrong choice can cost you a lot of money, and the right choice can put more money in your pocket. Call one of our licensed representatives today. At 65 plus Medicare, our free service can show you a plan that will maximize your Medicare benefits, ensure you are taking advantage of all available government assistance programs, and save you money. Plus, call right now and get a free report on how to avoid costly Medicare mistakes. Call now.
800-220-7612. 800-220-7612. 800-220-7612. That's 800-220-7612.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I...
It's not over. Sadly, our nation is going through tough times again, with no end in sight. And nobody knows what might happen next year. That's why it's a good idea to plan ahead, so you aren't caught off guard. Nothing's more important than having enough food to eat, and we're here to help. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leading emergency preparedness company. We provide long-term emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage. When grocery stores run empty or disasters strike, our foods will be there when you need it most. Act now and secure at least a 4-week emergency food kit full of tasty meals that provide 2,000 calories a day. We have dozens of emergency food storage kits to choose from. When the government tells you not to go out, you can have the peace of mind that comes from being prepared. When you order from MyPatriotSupply.com, your food will arrive discreetly at your doorstep in no time. Prepare today. Time is short. MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Boys are weird. You're a whiner.
This is Radio Law Talk.
Without further ado, Cal, everybody wants one thing and one thing only.
Here we go. All right. There we go.
Advertising for legal advertising.
No, stop. No, we'll do that later. Here we go.
Guess what? Cal doesn't get paid
now
very
it's
much
time
money.
To play.
That's
case
why he does
or no case.
We have to go through Cal's mistakes because it's the payroll's pretty low on him.
Yeah. My goodness. Listen, so here we go. Case or no case, and I'm sorry. Harry's.
Harry's
Razors. is a smaller company that starts to take on one of the biggest consumer giants in America.
Whoa.
Gillette, the best a man can get. Gillette shaving products. But, by the way, you should blame Gillette for expensive printer cartridges today because you know who picked up their razor and blade model? Hewlett-Packard. We'll sell you the printer for $75 as long as you spend $35 for our cartridges. And Gillette said, we'll sell you the razor cheap, but you got to spend up to get our blades.
Oh.
So Gillette invented this model. But anyway, be that it may. Gillette owned 70% of the men's razor market, and every year would come out with a new gimmick with more blades, more lubricating strips, all to convince men and women to buy new razors and then new blades. Harry's decides to sell the blades on the subscription model. $5 a month, they would keep sending the blades they made on their nice new non-Gillette handle. Soon, Harry's got big enough to try and exercise their exit strategy, sell out to Schick.
Man.
Gillette said, hey, that'll make us so big.
Hi.
Exactly right. They said, that'll make them so big, they'll actually be a competitor of ours. They can't do that.
Ooh.
And so they went to their lawyers and said, what can we do to block the sale of Harry's to Schick? And so I ask you, Denise Dirks, case or no case, what say you?
Wow. That's a hard fact pattern. The only thing I could think that they could do would be somehow argue that they would have a monopoly. You know, that's the only thing I think of. So somehow it's competition. Under the, I forgot what it is now.
Sherman Antitrust Act.
Thank you.
There you go. Ding, ding, ding.
That's exactly right.
That's why I'm Fred.
Wow, that's really a good fact pattern. But it says that 70% of the market was owned by Gillette.
Gillette was the monster, and the monster wanted to stop the competitor from competing against the monster. That's the fact pattern I've given you.
So the competitor, Gillette should have bought up Harry's razors. And bought out that model, subscription model.
They could have, sure, yeah.
I think that's the only way they could keep it from going to sell is to become a competitor.
Hmm.
I'm going to say that this is a scenario but not a case.
Mr. Penny, what say you?
Well, I think that's a good point because if Gillette tried to buy Harry's razors, I believe Schick could have brought a lawsuit saying this violates the Sherman Antitrust Act, which is basically forming a monopoly because they own 70% of the shares, Gillette does, because they own 70% of the shares.
I'm talking about market share.
It's still a very vast majority.
But Schick buying it, and they have a smaller share, I think it would be a tough road to hoe for Gillette under the Sherman Antitrust Act and trying to claim it's a monopoly. Therefore, I would say in this case, Harry's could sell to Schick. Schick and Schick could own Harry's razors, but this is not a case. It's a scenario.
So.
Our illustrious producer is trying to trick us, and this is not a case.
Well,
it is a scenario only.
I'm going to tell you, I really love listening to both of you figure out what, you know, walk down the path of why this would be a case or not. I just really love listening to
that. No.
Especially when I say, how many of you said it was a case? Oh, none of you. Who said it was no case? Oh, both of you. Darn it!
Oh, you got us! The case!
In fact,
it's a real case!
The sale has still not gone through, and it is still before the Federal Trade Commission as we speak.
That is so cool.
So did a lawsuit?
Yeah, oh yeah.
Yeah, well, Federal Trade Commission.
It was an FTC thing.
FTC lawsuit. Oh.
And by the way, I got that out of the Entrepreneur magazine. In case you're wondering, if you want to check the facts, you can read about it there.
That was a good one, Cal.
Thank you. Well, you know, it's not the best one I have. I have a couple of other good ones.
What's the next hour?
Let me see if I can give you a good tease for next hour. Walgreens. Walgreens versus a neighbor. Not just a neighbor, but a consistent neighbor.
Walgreens versus a neighbor is the next hour. Yeah. Oh, my gosh, we're going to talk about that.
Well, good stuff there.
Okay, so we get no points. Therefore, what's the points right now?
I'm at 24. Todd's at 17, and you're at 14. So
and
you
Todd,
are catching up.
And Cal is
and Cal's at 4.
Yay.
And by the way,
oh, no, you're
Todd,
at 4. You're at
6
now. Sorry.
Yeah, yeah.
Those of you who don't know, Todd is our criminal lawyer, former prosecutor in Tennessee and in California that is out not feeling well. Denise is a family law attorney, and I am a personal injury lawyer, and I have done a lot of other miscellaneous types of law in my past. Coming up on 30 years as an attorney.
Wow.
Did you know that?
That's very cool.
I still remember, I'm dead serious, and this is not a pat on my back, but I'm gonna tell you an interesting scenario. So, I have, law firms throughout California, and I have partners that I do in other states, and I showed up probably a year ago, to a case, in San Francisco? Anyway, I show up, and there's a number of lawyers, and they looked at me, and I still see myself, Cal, as a young buck lawyer. I just the new guy on the block, because I was always fighting the big guy,
yep.
You know? And I showed up, and it was like everyone's jaws dropped, you know? And I'm like, there's, I think, three or four lawyers, and there's a court reporter, like, oh, my gosh, Mr. Penny's here. I'm like, what do you mean? They're like, whoa, haven't seen you. Oh, wow. Ooh, the boss man's here. They kind of were making fun of me. I'm like, well, I guess I kind of am the old guy now. And these were a bunch of young buck lawyers. You know? But it was like, I can't believe I've become an old man.
Well, not just old, but someone when they look at you,
yeah.
They're like the deer when I go hunting. They start trembling.
Oh, no. They probably start laughing.
That's true.
Okay, when we come back, we're going to talk about... really quick, we could go through this for a while, but this is important. There's new laws in effect in 2021. We're going to go over those new laws and how they affect you and some interesting parts about them, some little funny things and little tidbits that I think that we need to understand. Call us at 855-LAW-RADIO, again, 855-529-7234. We will be right back.
You are listening to Radio Law Talk. And the content of this program is copyright from RadioLawTalk.com. Just wanted you to be aware of that. And you may not steal any of our audio without our permission. We'll be back, number one.
All advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to RadioLawTalk.com.
Warning, don't let your business get left behind in what is likely to be the biggest economic boom in recent history. If you need to build for your business to grow, call General Steel today for a pre-engineered steel building designed for your needs. No wasted space. Steel prices are expected to rise, but you can still lock in your price on a General Steel building. And you can still save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. As much as half. But you must call now. If you need a church building, office, warehouse, manufacturing space, retail space, or more, call General Steel today. You can still get the General's 50-year structural warranty and General Steel quality, all at a price you can afford. So don't let rising steel prices put your project out of reach and stop you from making your company great.
800-617-9312. 800-617-9312. 800-617-9312. That's 800-617-9312.
Dish TV is better than cable TV. Why? Because you can save 45% on packages compared to your high-priced cable bill. Wow. Take those giant scissors out and cut the cable. And save with Dish TV. Plus, you get a free DVR upgrade to record your favorite shows and free installation. And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch TV for free on your mobile device. Act fast. You can save hundreds of dollars. Does your cable company do that for you? I don't think so. Get all the best TV programming at your fingertips at a fraction of the price of cable TV. So say adios, arrivederci, goodbye to the high cable bill, and save up to 45% on Dish TV packages today. These are limited time offers and can change at any time. Call fast. 800-814-5108. 800-814-5108. 800-814-5108. That's 800-814-5108.
Hi.
USA Radio News.
A variant COVID strain now detected in 33 countries. Turkey, the latest to announce it has found cases of this strain that started in England. Here in the U.S., three states are reporting cases of the variant strain. New York Medical College Dr. Bob Lahita tells CBS News he's not surprised.
This new strain has probably been with us for some weeks already.
The good news, the vaccines we have appear to be effective against this strain. Still, Dr. Lahita notes vaccine rollout has been slow.
We wanted to get 20 million people vaccinated by the end of December. That didn't happen. We have 2 million people we've been able to vaccinate.
Dr. Lahita urges those who can get the vaccine to do so. He says not getting the vaccine is like playing Russian roulette. It might be up to the next Congress to approve bigger stimulus checks. The Senate adjourning last night without a vote on approving checks for $2,000. Tomorrow, the 116th Congress comes to a close, and the 117th Congress gets underway. This is USA Radio News.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
It's time for more Radio Law Talk with Denise Dirks, Todd Kunin, and your host, Frederick Penny.
We're back to talk about some interesting things of 2021. There's just laws in every state, and we can't cover every state. We're in many states that we cover, so I gotta make sure I can cover as many states as possible. Here's some of the more interesting ones. First of all, in California, consumer protections for student loan borrowers. Now, those of you who agree or disagree with student loans, there's laws now that are basically going to protect the people who have student loans, easier forgiveness, more disclosures. Because I remember when I was growing up back in the college days, student loans was one of the last things you could get rid of. I mean, in fact, it was up there with your IRS debt, you know. So I think
you can't BK out of it. You can't run away. There's no
originally,
it,
yeah. But this new stuff is you can. They're going to allow more leniency, I guess is the word, without getting in details because people in Florida or Pennsylvania could care less what California is doing, which I agree. But there, there you go. That's what they're.
Yeah, but you know, something that's nationwide that's going on about student loans is that they're for not forgiveness, but they are forbearing. So right now, during the pandemic, they are forbearing and making it so that people do not have to repay their student loans or either principal or interest right now.
Right.
And they're kind of put it at bay.
Are they putting the interest on the tail end of that? Because a lot of times when they do that, then they recast everything. And now the interest that you missed out on is still going to have to be paid by the person.
I do believe that's still going to be the case.
Yeah. What's interesting, I know just in California, there are other states might be this are having the same thing. The question is on rent, those people who can't pay rent because of the pandemic, they just extended it another month. It's supposed to end January 1st. Now it's extended another month. But this is what I always say. Again, I'm not always jumping on businessmen's side or businesswomen's side. What about the people that have to make their mortgage? What happens there that own, let's say, a duplex, and it's a retired couple, and that's their whole income is that duplex, and they still have a mortgage on it, and they have to pay the mortgage. What happens to that mortgage? Do they get forbearance on the mortgage? I think
they can. Yeah. They can, but I don't think they always get it.
Yeah, and so the problem is going to be now that we have all these individuals now, and by the way, they did, many of these laws that have passed do not It doesn't mean that the past rent is not due. It just accelerates at the very end. And people are going to have these $5,000-$10,000, you know, bills now for their past rent, maybe $15,000.
The same with power bills.
How are you going to pay that?
Well, yeah, if you couldn't pay your rent now, how are you going to all of a sudden, if let's,
yeah.
let's say it's $1,000, how are you going to come up with $6,000 at
or
the end?
Or $10,000.
When you get a nice stimulus check that they're fighting over the $2,000.
Right.
Yeah, I don't know. We
can, I don't know how it's going to work, yeah, Cal. I don't know how that works. Yeah. So anyway, there you go. You're getting a little bit of relief in many states for your and forbearance for your student loans. North Carolina, this is, you ready for this? They've passed a law that, and I think this is cool. This is awesome, North Carolina. I love this law. They have passed a law looking in advance that robots who deliver stuff have to obey traffic laws and yield to pedestrians. That's it. They did it right. So when they see that stuff's coming there, apparently there are, and I know there are robots in some big cities that drive around and they deliver stuff on these little robotic vehicles.
Do they shoot it out like a little cannon?
No, it opens up. It's got like a little box thing. I've seen them on top, and they'll open up when they get to the I don't know, somehow there's a code or whatever. You open up, and there's your
So
your
the
lunch.
Person has to come outside to the robot.
Or whatever, or go in. I don't know exactly where the robot, but the point is it goes on, it'll go on like the walkways and stuff.
Okay, but what about one of those, you know, to drop it from the sky?
They will do that also, but the point is they have to, in North Carolina,
obey
the traffic laws and yield to pedestrians. I can see it now.
George, yeah, I need another car down here. I got Robot X. He's in cuffs right now. He jaywalked. Yeah.
What if you got a drunk robot? Now think about this.
Well, maybe the drunk robot would be good. Probably right now after the holidays, we do have drunk robots.
Here's your package. Yeah,
I can see it. Now. You know, it's like this. like Mr. Smith. What was that in the old days, 1960s? Mr. Smith. What was that robot?
Robinson.
Mr. Robinson.
Danger Will Robinson.
Yeah, he did the Thousand of the Arms. Too.
Lost in Space.
That's it.
Lost in Space.
So we're gonna have.
Well, don't you think they should make a law that makes it so that robots can't look like humans, so that you can tell it's a robot?
What? How would you? How can you? If you're that dumb, how would you?
No,
really.
Japan has made some very realistic-looking robots.
It looks like real people.
Yes, yes.
No way.
Yeah.
No way.
Yeah. If you go to,
my wife would say that they smell like Fred. Or
I think it's TikTok that has the dancing robots, and these are robots that dance, and they like dance.
I know they dance, but they look like robots.
They do look like robots because they don't have any hips and, you know.
But I guess you could with Hollywood nowadays. You can make up on the outside. They do with wax museums.
Yeah.
They can make up on the outside to make them look like a real person, I guess. Let's make the first robot me.
I think Denise makes a great point. You come into an office building. You're late a little bit. Oh, I'm sorry. I'm late. I need to see Mr. Penny. And the robot goes, I'm so sorry. You're late. Have a nice day.
Oh, I talk like that? Is that
no,
how it
no the robot does. The robot says, I'm not going to let you see, Mr. Penny. You're too late. I don't care how good your case is. You're out of here.
So that's North Carolina. Guess what? Those of you, I guess it's their waiting
for
technology
law. That's
coming.
Good. Yeah.
Okay, Virginia and Florida. What are they going to do? They're going to raise minimum wage. So minimum wage, those of you out there, all across the country, minimum wage. And I can't go through every single state, but there are 15 cities that have already said in 2021, that are past 2021, $15 an hour.
The cities are doing it, not the states?
15 different cities. States are, but many cities are.
Seattle, San Francisco.
Yeah, San Francisco, New York, a lot of them in New York and California and the West and the East. But there are a number of them that are going to raise the wage to $15 an hour. Now, it's not all going to be 2021, but I know some of the cities, the states are New York, California, Florida, Illinois, Maryland, Massachusetts, New Jersey, Connecticut, Virginia, that are pushing it to $15 an hour. California, I believe, it's going to be $15 an hour. I think it's this year or
no,
maybe
it's
next
14.
Year.
It's 2014? 14. No, okay. It's $14 an hour right now, existingly. If you have less than 30 employees, if you have more, it's 15. It's crazy how they do that. I don't understand it.
Yeah.
It just hits small business.
Well, what hurts is the teenagers. Where's the sounds? People don't believe this, and there's two sides of stories at Radio Law Talk. We stay politically neutral, say both sides because we're lawyers. But you think about it. It's the teenagers that they can't pay. Can the McDonald's pay? McDonald's can, but Ma and Pa Frosty probably can't pay.
Well,
$15
maybe McDonald's can, yeah, but the independent burger shack down the street almost certainly cannot. And the mom and pop restaurants that are the lifeblood of many cities downtowns, like where I live in far Northern California, they certainly just can't.
Yeah.
And so they're shutting down. And McDonald's is solving. You know how McDonald's is doing this? They're automating
everything.
Everything. So the robot we talked about earlier, you were like Big Mac.
Yeah, Big Mac. Here we go. All right.
And then his face turns into a Big Mac to entice you.
I like that. That's good. You can advertise on it too.
That's Virginia and Florida. We all, Hawaii. What's going on, Cal? Because see, Cal doesn't know the topics. Us lawyers go through the topics. Cal, don't look. Tell me what you think Hawaii's latest law that is being passed.
In Hawaii.
Hawaii.
Does it affect the tourists or the people?
It does. Absolutely. Everyone that walks in there, it affects them. And it has something to do with going into the water, Cal. No, it's not about their bathing suit.
I was going to say no naked swimming. I guess not. No going into the water.
Love that? I had friends one time that say, don't go to this beach.
With oil on. Good.
That's close.
That's exactly. You're close. Sunscreens. They're changing sunscreens now.
Really?
Officially, as of 2021, you cannot have any sunscreen with, I don't know, oxybenzone and oxytene.
Oh, yeah.
But it's to prevent or help the marine environment. Now.
That's that white stuff that you put on your nose, right?
I don't know. I don't know stuff.
Yeah,
like
but
that.
You freckle a little bit.
I freckle. Oh no, I put it on, but I don't know what I put on. I just put on what my wife tells me. Here, put this on. I say, and then after I put it on wrong, she reminds me, "You're an idiot, man. You're like, let me help you there." So, but it takes a while to put it on me because there's a lot to put around. And they've changed their laws now. Your sunscreen has to be Hawaii approved. Now, not to be a pessimist, because I'm a positive mental attitude guy, but, you know, some of these big ships from other countries I'm not going to mention that don't follow laws like the United States do, dumping all their garbage and their sewage in the ocean,
yeah.
Right near Hawaii, not too far away, and then they're like, let's just don't get that sunscreen in the water. It's like, yeah, let's just stop all the garbage from washing up on the shores and first.
All the plastics.
Yeah, plastics and stuff. And then we'll worry about the sunscreens. Just like Hawaii was the first. Now, again, this is a joke, but my friend who comes from he's a country boy, grew up on a farm. When they first passed the straw law, where you couldn't use a plastic straw in Hawaii, and we literally were there, and I was with him, and we sat there, and he looked at the lady and said, "I like a straw." And she goes, "Well, we don't allow straws." And this was before they got the
paper ones.
The paper ones, yeah. And he goes, "Why?" He said, "She says it's to prevent the straws from getting stuck in the noses or the turtles from swallowing them."
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to teamgaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's teamgaday.com with Longevity. Teamgaday.com.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Stock market have you nervous with all the massive fluctuations? With the hope for a COVID vaccine on the rise, shifting political landscape, and the election at an end, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text MONEY to 411411 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text MONEY to 411411 to get what you need to stay ahead of market trends and find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. Stop guessing. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance. Text MONEY to 411411 and experience Vantage Point for free. Text MONEY to 411411 so you can protect and grow your capital now. Don't wait. Text MONEY to 411411.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
And they're giving lightheaded. But my point is on that issue is if that's the case with the ADA, then how is it that we're not, you know, how is it that we're not doing the same thing with the mask when you say you got to put a mask on whether or not your ADA have ADA issues or not?
Well, I think there are places under, and if you adjudicated or represented somebody, Fred, you could say, listen, store. If you don't want to run the risk of having a COVID-breathing dragon come into your store, just hand out a mask when people come in. Just give them to them. And there are some people who won't accept that. Yes, Denise, we did skip a break. We talked right through it. And there are people who will just skip it. And, you know, and
we'll take it out. Let's take out the break.
Yeah, we will.
We'll be back.
Yeah,
so we're on 48.
No, we're not going to do
it.
We're just going to go to our last break at 53.
Oh, okay.
And do the close at 58.
Okay.
So we're talking it up to the end. And it's my fault because it was such a good conversation. I did not.
No, it's really interesting. What it feels like all the states are reacting to COVID right now. And then there's also the feds that are reacting to COVID right now. And I think a lot of the changes that have happened with COVID, some of them are going to stay around for a while. I don't think they're going to go away.
Yeah.
The NFLPA, National Football League Players Association, said, look, we don't think we need to come in and do all of these
the tests they're getting.
Well,
all
the stuff that they were doing before they actually had to report to training camp.
Oh, no. Yeah, no, they're saying that...
We don't need that.
Yeah, you got to do all these different practices of this before training camp, that before... Yeah, and these people come in, and now the rookies come in, now this... No, they're arguing. It's J.C. Treader, by the way, who is the players' president for the Cleveland Browns that is pushing this, and who actually, by the way, is a friend of mine.
So they're trying to waive the requirements, preseason requirements?
Yes, they're trying to raise all that stuff.
I mean, it's part of their contract that they have to go, and they're saying, well, let's put this back on the table, because we put a good football product up, and I have to
And we didn't come anyway with COVID. So.
And frankly, I disagree. After watching a lot of games this year, I just don't think the quality of play is as good.
Well,
as
and you worry about more injuries, too.
That's what I would say.
Exactly.
Because
they're not
prepared, and they're getting injured more and more. Real ID, and those of you who are joining us, we blew right through the break. Sometimes we do this. Cal's, hey, look, Cal is our producer.
It's Cal's fault.
And Cal is just, it's been Christmas time, and he's just not awake.
This is why I never won an Emmy.
That's right. Three-time Emmy Award nominee, and never won. You know, those of you, I know what happens. I know what happens. I've said that. You show up. They ask you to sit in the back and pick up the chairs after the award ceremony. So,
yes.
You know, when they ask you that, you know you're not going to win, Cal. But anyway, Cal's...
But I was a good helper.
Cal's pushing us through. Also, real ID driver's license. That's another issue, the 2021 that's coming up. New laws you have to understand. But look, you can also use a passport because I don't have the real ID yet.
I use my passport all the time.
So I'm going to use my passport.
You know what else
I got? I think
that works too. It's the global entry.
What's that?
That's where you can travel internationally, and you don't have to go through customs.
If you have your
global entry,
but you have to do a whole bunch of tests.
Oh, you do. You have to have a clean background. You have to. It's like very similar to the pre-check, except it goes extends internationally.
Yeah.
So you go really fast through airports.
It's worth
the time.
The farthest I've flown internationally is to Phoenix.
Really?
Oh.
Cal's like me, man. He's West Coast, man.
I've been all over.
Listen.
Yeah, I'm a traveler.
Okay, here we go. Delaware, as we were talking about this, is banning single-use plastic bags. And I didn't know this. They're saying, okay, so they're doing it to save the environment, right? But believe it or not, there's another reason behind it, not just to save the environment, but apparently the single thin use bags get caught in the machines that do the recycling, and it ruins the machines. And they're always trying to get those bags out of the gears or whatever of the machines. And that's another issue. It's not just to save the environment, but it's causing problems.
But I thought the thin ones broke down. I thought they were made of some kind of soybean-based material. If they got buried, they just broke down and went away.
Well, that's probably the new ones, but I don't know. Yeah, I don't know what's going on with these single-use. These are the plastic ones.
Plastic, it could be the vegetable ones. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Those?
Well,
yeah.
Here's another example of... why not? Like, for example, I love skeet shooting. I love to shoot my shotgun and skeet shoot. And the pain is those red things all over the property and all over... Because I actually have a ranch. I grew up on a small little farm, and I have a beautiful ranch, and I hate it when they're all over there. They now have them biodegradable. So after a few years, the way the clay's made, it just goes right into the soil.
So not the shell, but rather the bird that they shoot up or whatever you call it.
Yeah, the clay pigeon.
The fake pheasant.
The clay pigeon. Yeah, it's called a clay pigeon. Yeah. Those are biodegradable. Arizona and Virginia. Guess what? This one has turned out to be a good one though. Finally, because I go to Arizona, we do have a. I have a partner in Arizona. I do some work out of Arizona as my law practice, and I do have family there and some businesses there. No cell phone use of holding your phone in Arizona and Virginia. It would always shock me when I'd go to Arizona when everybody's got their cell phone up to their ear talking
while driving.
While
right.
driving, yeah, while driving. Oh, I'm sorry.
Oh, that's good.
But so now it's going hands-free. So Arizona and Virginia, that's the new law you got to watch after for. Okay, Missouri. Here's an interesting one that Missouri's coming up with. I think a lot of police departments already are. And I thought they already had this anyway. The police must take new training for biased and de-escalating conflicts, like these two type of
anti-bias.
Classes.
Bias in general. Okay, got it.
Yeah. No, it's for bias, to be biased.
We're
now saying you to be biased.
That's darn new.
I've learned it now, you punk. But de-escalation is such a good thing.
I think that's a great
thing. Yeah, we had a shooting in our community where a guy had a stick, and he was swinging it around, and the police department wanted him to stop because he was out in the middle of a highway. And so an officer goes up near him with a stun gun, so he's going to shoot him with a gun, and the guy raises the stick to hit the officer. Boom, boom, boom. Now the guy's dead. And I've asked on my radio show in my little community I work in, well, somebody help me understand why there was a big gosh-awful hurry for some guy who was having a mental episode that we had to take him out. Why?
Yeah, you're not going to get killed with a stick.
Well, that was my thinking, and why did you have to run up there and shoot him with a taser? Just take a deep breath. just keep him corralled because he had the freeway fence behind him, had, you know, one big street in front of him. I just didn't understand it, and I still don't. And what has come out of that is the officers need de-escalation training.
Right.
Because
right.
they don't know how to handle a person who's having a mental episode.
A lot of them do. Most of them do. But let's say some don't. Let's. I want to jump
well,
on the officers.
Experienced ones probably
yes,
do.
Yes, yes. But some
yeah.
inexperienced.
Yeah. Well, even if they had a mental health professional that could go with them. You know,
well,
call Leanne. Let's call in the mental health professional and have them.
Oh, yeah. That's more tax dollars that they're
it
not going to pay.
It
but
is, but
they're not going to pay it.
Overall, if you don't get sued for killing somebody,
that's true.
You're going
right.
to save money.
That's exactly right.
And if you get shot by the police in L.A., it's guaranteed at least $1 million.
Yeah, what? So. Do these people sue people?
No.
Okay,
yeah,
that is
some fun suits.
That's Missouri, and that's something I think everybody believes in. And by the way, those officers are most officers are wonderful officers, good people that do wonderful work.
But totally agree.
And that everybody needs a little bit of extra schooling when it comes to stuff like that. Illinois, every child born or adopted. This is the one that cracks me up. Illinois, this is a good one. Every child that is born. Or if they're born and then adopted, they are set up a account for college, $50. That's it. The whole education is taken care of for the rest of their lives.
So you can buy one paperback book with that $50. Is it invested
in
something?
Like, yes.
Oh, yeah.
It's set up in a college account. $50 when they're born.
Cool.
And they assume, therefore, oh, people are going to put money into it and they're going to go get their college education. By the way, not everybody with a college education is what we need. We need plumbers. We need electricians. We need, those are paid just as well.
We need tradesmen.
But it cracks me
yeah,
up. It's like $50 an account. That's what we're going to do. And that's going to help us out. We're all going to go to college after that. And then we're going to end it with this, for this hour. Mississippi. Removed all their final laws on prohibition. They were one of the last states to have still some prohibition alcohol laws.
Like Sunday?
There's a number of little dinky ones they had. They removed them all. So there you go, Mississippi. No more prohibition. All off the books. My understanding in every state now, Mississippi was the last one. Join us hour two, Cal. If you don't, go to RadioLawTalk.com and you can listen live.
Yep.
Or call us at 855-LAW-RADIO. We'll be back after this.
Yep. You can even listen to our non-intentional extended version of hour number one here on Radio Law Talk. Stay tuned. We'll be back in about 6 minutes right here.
Listening to RadioLawTalk.com, a copyrighted presentation of Radio Law Talk Incorporated.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.